The presence of the Lord enwrap you like a warm blanket, dear heart dwellers. Forgive me, this is a very short message, but I expect that later there'll be a longer one. The Lord and I were dancing together, and we've been doing that before messages, but I haven't been always talking about it. But we were dancing and dancing, I think it's about an hour and a half in worship. And when I came out of worship and he wanted to speak to me, he said, "Dearest Claire, don't you know that when I hold you, I'm truly present to you, thinking about you, not drifting off, but engaging in the sweetness of your soul? You dance with me like I'm a mannequin. Why don't you connect more with me?" I had to laugh when I heard that, but I knew that I was distracted. I think that was it. "I'm tired, Lord, and I'm having trouble focusing." And he replied, "Unbelief, maybe?" "No, not again." He said, "Again, my love, please focus your entire being on me, because truly I am here. Truly I am yours. Truly. But to receive the benefits of our times together, I need you to focus on me, on my affection for you, on your affection for me. I'm not a mannequin. I'm not even a man. I'm mostly your beloved Jesus, who is so in love, so enthralled, so tenderly hoping to be with you, for real, without your mind drifting here and there, just waiting patiently for you to believe enough that you try to catch a glimpse of me. And when our eyes meet, my heart soars. There are so many things tied up in just one glance. Spirit to spirit, heart to heart, mind to mind. All these lovely places where your God receives the tribute that is his due. That you are tired or distracted is your work to conquer and be present truly in my arms. Heaven is in your eyes, on your lips, in your heart. Commune with heaven, my beloved. Commune with me there. Tap into the living waters flowing forth from the Father's throne and pouring into your heart for souls. This is where the anointing flows from, the very wellsprings of life, our life, now and forever. When you tap into these, you are granted insight into the heart of your God, insights to share with a broken world, which is confused beyond measure. These trysting times prepare you for the challenges ahead, but you must get the most from them. I answered him, "I don't know what happened to me, Lord. I was so groggy." Well, groggy, and also we had a lot of interruptions yesterday, a lot of people coming by. He said, "Well, you have remedies for that." He was talking about my coffee drinks that I make. "Do you want me to come back to worship, Lord? What do you think?" I think, yes, you do. And so I took a nap and returned a half hour later and just programmed my little iPod to shuffle the songs as Holy Spirit led. One of the songs that came up was Song of Songs that Ezekiel and I recorded together before we were married, when we were just friends. I later realized that that love song was being sung to me by the Lord through Ezekiel. Little did I realize it was my husband-to-be who was singing it for him. It's about 20 minutes long and profoundly sweet. You can find it on Ezekiel's song list. But this time in worship, I really did connect with the Lord, and it was truly a time of deepening our relationship. It went on for a good 3 hours. I could tell I was making him so happy. "Lord, I'm back. Do you want to continue on with the message?" He said, "My dear Claire, so much has transpired in your life. It's difficult for you to separate the songs from those times. And I know you have struggles remembering the past. But that song especially expresses my feelings for you in so many ways. You can't even imagine. Just as an aside on that, I've always longed to fully understand the allegories in Song of Songs. That's always been something I've wanted to know. Anyway, I answered him, "Really, Lord?" He replied, "Have you not said I was romantic?" "I have." "Well, I am romantic far beyond what you can conceive. So many poignant allegories in the lyrics of that song. So much spiritual depth and beauty. For instance, dripping choice myrrh from the lock is a reflection of the suffering of my bride for me. I arose to open for my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, my fingers with flowing myrrh on the handles of the bowl." That's from Song of Songs, I believe, chapter 5, or Song of Solomon. Jesus, I am here, I'm just so empty. And what's new about that? Nothing. That's right, nothing. Well, I wish for my bride now to keep her eye on the heavens, knowing and expecting me to come any time. I expect her to be expecting me. I expect her to spend substantial times making ready for the hour of her visitation. Yes, Satan will try to counterfeit it, but I will not allow it for the pure of heart. So much attention is paid to so many words, when all I desire is the attention to be put on me and me alone. And that was the end of his message.